Today, in reflecting on this practice, being on retreat with community, I'm reflecting that chances are that all the people who've inspired you to do this practice because of their practice, the Buddha, teachers down through the ages, they all had a hard time. Chances are they all had challenges and difficulties like yours. The challenge that you have are not any different than that others have had. And in hanging in there and persevering and finding a way through the challenges that they had in their practice, challenges of their bodies, challenges of their minds, challenges of their hearts, and in finding a way through, I also believe that they all came to a similar conclusion or a similar consequence, and that is they became compassionate. There arose love, care, caring, compassion. And they hold others and the difficulties of others with great compassion and understanding. And maybe some of you have also come to greater compassion through the practices you've done. And it's good to be reminded of its great value to have that. And knowing that this is one of the end results of the practice, perhaps you don't have to wait to the end to evoke more compassion and loving, acceptance, caring, a kind of generosity of spirit, generosity of very generous attitude that comes from understanding to stay open-hearted to yourself. Compassion as you practice. Compassion for yourself, compassion for others. And a kind of compassion that can be fuel for continued practice. Combination of compassion and understanding that shows that one of the most beneficial things you can do is to keep practicing, showing up and being present for what is, to create a very generous willingness to hold whatever arises. All the teachers of old had challenges. And all the teachers of old we know about because they taught out of compassion and care. May you sit into the evening, this last sitting, with the softness, the gentleness, the tenderness of compassion as you breathe in and breathe out, breathing compassion, compassion breathing.